Welcome to the August edition of This Month in Digital Money, hosted by the Digital Euro Association. I'm Anne-Sophie, and together with Conrad, we'll break down the latest developments shaping the future of money worldwide. August has been a month dominated by one theme, stablecoins. From the US to Asia to Europe, we're seeing governments, regulators, and market players all moving forward with new initiatives, each in their own way. To start, Conrad will take us through another landmark event that occurred in the US, the launch of a Wyoming stablecoin. Then we'll look at how Asia is responding, possibly even changing tactics. To round things up, we'll turn closer to home again, where the first German-licensed stablecoin has been launched, while the UK risks falling behind.
The state of Wyoming has officially launched its own stablecoin called the Frontier Stable Token. This makes Wyoming the first state to issue its own digital currency. The token is a fully collateralized stablecoin backed by short-term US Treasury bills and US dollars, with a reserve that's legally required to be at 102% of the value of the tokens in circulation. The new stablecoin is launching on 7 different blockchains, including major players like Ethereum and Solana. However, the public launch has been delayed due to some regulatory hurdles that still need to be cleared. One of the most significant aspects of this launch is the collaboration with Visa. The FRNT stablecoin will be usable anywhere that Visa is accepted. This includes major mobile payment platforms like Apple Pay and Google Pay, as well as physical cards. The state sees this as a way to modernize its financial systems, making everything from paying vendors to issuing tax refunds more efficient.
In Asia, the story really begins with Hong Kong's new stablecoin framework, which officially came into force on August 1st. Now, it's worth noting, no licenses have been granted yet. There's an application window until the end of September, and the first approvals are only expected in early 2026. But the key point is, Asia now has its first regulatory framework for stablecoins. Hong Kong's framework appears to be the strictest globally so far, effectively banning circulation of stablecoins among non-KYC'd retail wallets. This could make Hong Kong a safe harbor for institutions, but risks limiting everyday retail adoption. But perhaps that's the point. Still, we're already seeing major global firms, banks, and fintechs applying for licenses in Hong Kong, signaling confidence in the framework. But there's another angle here. China itself appears to be leveraging Hong Kong as a regulatory sandbox. Despite its onshore crypto ban, Beijing is now reportedly considering yuan-backed stablecoins issued offshore, with pilots likely in Hong Kong and Shanghai. That's a huge shift in tactics. Offshore yuan stablecoins could strengthen the renminbi's role in global trade, especially along Belt and Road corridors, while leaving room to position the digital yuan as a domestic anchor. And geopolitically, this looks like a direct response to Washington's stablecoin push. The US with its Genius Act on one side, China with yuan stablecoins on the other. So in short, Hong Kong is setting the framework and China is eyeing the strategy, making Asia a central stage in the stablecoin race. And if Asia is stepping up, Europe is not standing still either. In August, AllUnity, a joint venture of DWS, Deutsche Bank's asset management division, Flow Traders, a leading market maker, and Galaxy Digital, a major crypto investment firm, launched EURAU, the first euro-backed stablecoin to be issued under the EU's new MiCA regime. EURAU is authorized through a BaFin-licensed electronic money institution. In fact, it's the first license of its kind ever to be granted by BaFin under MiCA. That sets a precedent not just for Germany, but for the EU as a whole. This isn't just another crypto experiment. With DWS calling stablecoins a gigantic market opportunity, the new coin signals that Europe's institutional players are now stepping into stablecoins at scale, with an eye on real-time settlement and integration into capital markets. But if we look across the channel, the UK tells a different story. Despite pressure from fintechs and crypto firms, including Coinbase, London still hasn't rolled out a clear framework. Companies warn that Britain risks losing competitiveness, just as Hong Kong, the US, and now the EU move forward. So Europe is advancing cautiously but clearly, backed by household names and finance and with regulatory approval, while the UK hesitates. So from the US and Asia to Europe and the UK, August really has been the month of stablecoins. That was it with a whirlwind tour of how digital money is evolving across the globe. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and follow the Digital Euro Association for our latest updates, events, and publications. We'll be back next month. Until then, thanks for listening.